You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Andre Farkashanu. He's talking to me from Barcelona. Andre, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for inviting me. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Let's talk about your work. What are you doing now? I imagine it's more than a few things, but you're in Barcelona. You're making work. What are you involved with at the moment in terms of the work itself, or if you're preparing for shows, the show?
I'm developing my. I have two body of work that I. It's like an ongoing project, and I'm developing since years now. One of it, it's the Quiet Sense of Nature, and the other one, which is more recently, and I'm working more actually on the second one, it's Timeless Interventions. And I'm working on the portfolios of these two. I have already done, there are already hundreds of photos part of the portfolio, but I'm developing and preparing another exhibition to the gallery that represents me here, because I'm represented in Barcelona by a gallery called Valid Photo. So basically, this is what I'm up now for the moment.
I want to talk about those exactly what you're making, but go on. Is there other projects that you're working on at the same time?
No, for my photography, this is what I work on. Besides that, I teach photography here, but that's something else.
Let's talk about the different series. Starting with the first one, how you approach it, how you print it, because you're not using digital processes. Is that the case or no?
Yeah, no, I don't use it. I work exclusively analog. So I do black and white basically. I shot in black and white and negative film, and then I develop myself everything, the negatives, and then enlarge the prints. So what I do, it's in terms of technical details. It's basically I work in a specific. And especially in a way technique for enlarging or for printing the paper, let's say, which is called lit printing. It's a specific technique that kind of like specific reactions to with some papers from that you can buy it today. It's like an old technique which helps a lot to for myself at least, or to me, it helps a lot.
But this is silver-based paper. I'm sorry to interrupt, but to understand
yes.
this technique, the paper is silver-based. It's not to understand how it. Okay, is that different than traditional analog silver-based paper?
No, the paper is the same. It's silver-based. Like traditional paper that we call it, only that just some type of papers like silver-based papers work with this developer that I use it, because basically the lit developer, it's a developer that I use it instead of the traditional developer, let's say, but the paper is the same.
Let's talk about Timeless Interventions is one of them, right? Let's talk about how you're producing those, the size and the content, because that one seems, I don't know, it's a very, very beautiful series, as they all are, but that's a series you mentioned you're working on now. Is that correct, the Timeless Interventions?
Yes. I never closed any series of mine, actually. I don't have a like specific number of photos that I decided for a series, because all the series are different takes, let's say personal takes on life in general. So I never get to kind of like a exact conclusion, and then I close it there and get to something else. So they are basically all my photography is kind of like a personal diary. So through the photos you can see my ideas about life or about reality in general, about what surrounds me. So because of that, I always add photos to different series I have three big series that they are ongoing, and Timeless Perception is the last one. This is more about, well, as the name says, it's more about kind of like it takes about time and about memory and about static and dynamic and how we perceive actually reality through the flowing of time, let's say. And actually, some of my ideas about this that are reflected in my photographs is that the time is actually not a flowing of it's like a flowing thing, but that it's an infinite number of fixed moments, you know, like a static moment. Exactly like photography, you know, because the photography, we say it's a moment freezed in time. So basically, I'm working on this. And in terms of how I take the photos, I don't have a specific manner. Let's say it's what I do. In general, in my photography, I try to be open to receive the photos to me. So I'm totally opposite than what usually people say, that you go out and shoot photos, you know, or you go and shoot photos, you go in and look for a subject and then look for the situation and take the photo there. I personally, I work different than this, so I like to just to be able to see the photo. So I don't go and run after, if not I go and just wait. You know? So I wait that I'll be in that mood and that state that when I'll see the photos, because they are there, you just need to see them. This is my opinion.
And I like that. I'm glad you shared that. And in the photos, especially the interventions series, they're very moody and evocative. And I don't know if that's how they're printed or not, but they have a feeling of, I hesitate to say an older print, but it has that feeling of almost a vintage print that we're maybe more familiar with now because of what's digital. But is there a process that's part of the developing that's making them a certain quality, a certain consistent quality that while it varies a lot, there seems to be a kind of an atmosphere to them that's consistent?
Yeah, there are two things here. First, one of them is basically the style of the series, that it's consistent because of the themes and of the ways how I take the photo. So the moment when I take the photo, when I identify the moment to push the button. But then in terms of more like visually aesthetic, let's say, it's a mix of processes, like from what negatives I use and how I do the settings of the camera to how I develop them to this technique that I was just mentioning earlier, the lid printing, that it has some specific outcomes, and one of them is this, exactly this lack of sharpness, let's say, to how I print, what paper I use also, because I use papers that are very grainy and very like aquarium looking, like, you know, like art, like paint art, and because you do have photo paper that somehow go close to that, so more texture and more like not very 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 glossy. I don't use glossy paper, for example. That's another detail that together they all that. Some together, they in the end they get this aesthetic that it's like we're saying, like moody and
right. It's interesting. That's one thing that doesn't translate to the web that well, right? I've seen your images online, but of course nothing online has a matte surface, right? Everything is glossy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, exactly. That's why I really like to show my photos in exhibitions. You know, like the real object, because it's a big difference from the image that you see it on a screen to the actual object that is the photograph, which has some other dimensions than just the image, but has also texture, has also some different ways of reflecting light. Because for example, I use one paper which is has kind of like a silverish way of reflecting the light, but that's very hard, obviously. I mean, it's impossible to see it online, but when you see the photograph, you realize that that's the place for it. So it really complements the photo. That's why I really think that photography is about the object, not about just the image of it.
And in the other series, I think that you were talking about at the beginning, was it The Quiet Sense of Nature? That's also a series you're continuing to work on. So talk about that a little bit. How is that different than Timeless Interventions? Because in a sense, they seem a similar tone, but of course there's different subject matter. Why is The Quiet Sense of Nature, or how is it different than Timeless Interventions?
It's basically more like a wide view about the fabric of life in general, but The Quiet Sense of Nature, I mean, Timeless Intervention is more like a specific view about some specific details of that fabric of life. But The Quiet Sense of Nature is basically like an overview about this state of mind, for example, when you don't. Exactly like my way of taking photos. You don't go to the play with an already made idea. If not, you go there like in Asia, for example, they say with this emptiness of your mind and heart, and you go there and you find you connect with this very small emotions, you know, like through the everyday life. So it's not about some very I don't know, grand or stuff, or it's about like small moments of everyday life that sometimes we pass by and we don't see them or we don't access them in our rush about, you know, like about in everyday life. So it's more like I was saying, it's about three very important actions. This series, The Quiet Sense of Nation, it's about stop, breathe, and reflect. So it's more about a larger view about the life than Timeless in Interventions, which is more specific to moments and to time.
So since you're approaching them the same way, with this, as you were saying, kind of waiting for the photograph instead of going out and taking it, there's a different. You have these different bodies of work, like Timeless Interventions, The Quiet Sense of Nature, and there's several others on your website, like Mindscapes and Animals of My Own. Do you then curate them after? So you're going out, you let the photographs come to you, you've described that process a bit, and then is it afterwards that they're sorted into categories?
Yes, because of the way you take photos, which is kind of intuitive and a little bit has its own uncontrolled part of it from my part, let's say. So later I do curate and I choose which one goes to where, to which series, and basically I do like small groups of photos, and especially when I exhibit, for example, I always exhibit a different group of photos that go together, and maybe they say like a story together, because I always like to exhibit them in series, meaning obviously more than one photo, but meaning that I group them close one to each other, or some with some, and then a separate group separately. But I like to group them together because I think it's kind of like the they are connected, you know. Maybe because of the aesthetic of it of them, or maybe because of the way how I took them, or I mean the moment when I took the photo. Because as I was saying, it's a process. It's not. For me, probably the most important moment is not taking the photo itself. It's part of it. Because a lot of people say that that's the most important moment, when, like Henri Cartier-Bresson, that was saying that the decisive moment is the most important part of the photo. For me, because I like to have arty objects as photos, I think it's also that's half of the photograph, the final photograph. So the other half is the curated, the curating after, and then the other small processes that all together in the end they result in the final photograph. So yeah, that's in the curating after the series, and Well, obviously, and choosing what to keep and what not, and everything else, it's a part of it, and it's important for me also.
And is there a
I don't know
show
if
coming up or
this
anything
answers the
you
question.
want to yeah, right. No, I'm glad you said that. And is there a show coming up or anything you want to plug? There'll be your websites on here in this interview, but is there anything else that you want to say about what's coming up?
Right now, at the moment, I'm do preparing something, but I can't say too much details because there is nothing settled. But I mean, like dates and stuff. But it will probably be at the end of the year. I'm not very sure about it, to be honest. But I
And
the last one was the last ex yeah. Okay, sure.
no,
Sorry.
no, go on. The last exhibit. When was the last? Yeah, we didn't talk about the last exhibit.
No,
When was the last exhibit?
it was at the beginning of this year. And it was in a valid photo gallery in the one that I was mentioning earlier. That it's a gallery in Barcelona that represents me as a photographer here, and I sell prints through them. And basically, since I moved into Barcelona, I was in contact with them, and well, they helped me a lot with the curating and everything. But for the moment, I'm also looking for other galleries into different other countries. So for this reason, I'm working with someone. I was saying I can't say what it's about because I don't have the details yet, but I'm working on exhibiting in other country. And well, hope for the best. Let's see what will come out from that.
Yes, I
But
wish you the
I'm thank you. I'm planning to expand my representation, let's say, in other, for the moment, European countries, because it's more accessible for me to go there and to talk with the galleries and to well, to settle exhibitions, because they have to go to exhibit, I mean, to print, to oversee the mounting of the photos and everything.
And
What I didn't, what I
what do
didn't, yeah.
you no tell me what you didn't
Sorry.
what you were with it.
No, I just wanted to mention that what I didn't mention about my photographs is that they're very small format. I like to it's another like dimension that I like to give them to be so intimate. So I like very small formats like 10 x 15 centimeters or a little bit bigger only. 24 for the maximum that I do since years. Actually, it's 24 for 26. It was the maximum one. But usually, I'm around like 16, 20, or a little bit small, because I think this dimension it also giving to the photographer like an intimacy, because you have to go close. You have to go close to look at the photo, and that I think. At least for my type of imagery, I think helps, or at least I want people to do that, to look
Well, it's
very
also the
closer and.
intimacy of your process itself, right? The size is also determined by your enlarger and your dark room and your space ultimately, right?
Exactly. Being so intimate, I would like. To be kind of like showing your intimacy at a big scale, in a way, like literally. So I think the small sizes is more suitable for what I do, for my photography.
I like that. And I want to ask you one more question, which is, what are you reading at the moment? I'm always curious what everyone's reading.
Ooh, right now I'm reading, believe it or not, the Camera Obscura. The Camera Lucida, sorry, I missed with the Camera Obscura. The Camera Lucida of what's the name? I don't remember. Barthes in English, it's
Right.
Barthes, Roland Barthes.
Roland Barthes, yeah.
Barthes,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So yeah, I didn't read it before, so now I got the moment to it,
Ah, this is the moment to read it then. Yeah, it's a beautiful book.
They say you have to start with it, but
Or end
I
with
read
it.
other.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm reading it in Spanish also, so I practice a little bit the Spanish and well, the translation is a very good translation made by a friend of mine actually recommend, which is he's doing translations. he recommended me the Spanish version because he said it's very good, very very close, and the words that they use it are very good and everything.
Very good.
I mean,
well,
thank you for that.
Right. Andre, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure. I wish you well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me and for listening to me and questions and everything. And well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.